Yes, welcome once again to the Daily Inspiration. My name is Jody, and I look forward to spending some time with you in the Word of God. Again, as we look to the Bible to be the bread of life for us. And you've heard me talk about that many times if you've heard me speak on this recorded message here. You'll know that I would very much want to present the idea and the truth of God's Word being bread for you and me. And I know that if you've been listening for long, you'll know that that's something that I'm trying to instill in my own life and want to encourage others also to do the same. And I've been reading recently in the book of Mark and just been appreciating the instruction that we're given from God, from His Word. And I'd like to focus a little bit on some things that the religious people of the day were accusing Jesus and His disciples, always trying to corner Him and trap Him and accuse Him and find fault with Him. And on this particular occasion, the Pharisees and the scribes, they saw the disciples of Jesus eat bread without washing their hands. Ceremonially, they didn't wash their hands. It was a certain way that they did things. And it talks about that in Mark chapter 7. And but I'm going to cut in here a little bit after that. The Pharisees in verse 5 and the scribes, they ask Him, "Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashing hands?" And Jesus answered them, and He said, "Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do." And He said, "Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition." And then Jesus goes in and He explains some of the things that they do. He's showing them the things that they have compromised in their lives to hold up the tradition that they have been taught and the commandments of men. And Jesus is giving them a rebuke here and letting them know that this is not the way God is expecting us to do things, is to honor Him with our lips, but our heart be far, far from Him. And I can't help but wonder about many of the churches today, and I'm not here to bash churches, but I do see that, and I'm sure that you have seen too in other so-called Christian churches, that their language is right, they speak the things, but their actions don't match. And I hope that that would not be the way you and I live our lives before God, that it would be just a transparent life, and that what we believe in our hearts, that we would actually practice. We'd walk it out as disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ and not get caught up in traditions and not get caught up into a service of what we would call lip service and not of the heart, but that our hearts would be united with God the Father through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And you see here, these people, Jesus was accusing them of being, they said the right things, but their heart was far from it. It was just lip service. And you know, this is nothing new, and it's not something that's passed away and has not come back again, but this has been with the church, I believe, ever since the church formed. There's going to be people that will be carried away by traditions and commandments of men. And they're not honoring God, but trying to honor themselves or another man. And we see that all too frequently. God wants to break us out of that. He wants us to have a relationship with Him, and that our worship would be to Him and to Him alone, that we'd have obedience to Him, and that that our allegiance would be to Him and His kingdom, not the kingdom here on this earth. And so we see that Jesus is bringing forth this teaching to them. And then He continues on, and I'm going to skip down to verse 14. It says, "And when He had called them all, called all the people unto Him, He said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Now Jesus is saying to them, it's not what goes in. It's not these Pharisees were accusing, and the scribes were accusing the disciples. They're eating this food with defiled hands. They didn't wash, and so it will defile them. And Jesus is bringing them correction here. And he said, that's not what defiles a man. It's not that you eat with unwashed hands that defiles a man. It's not what enters into a man that defiles him. And it's the things that come out of a man, that's what defiles. And he's going to explain that a little better here. And so I'll continue reading. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he saith unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. And now he's going to give a list here of the things that defile, and these are the things that make a man unclean, and the things that are of unrighteousness, okay? And this is the dirty things, okay? Verse 21, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. And I know we've read these scriptures before. We've seen this passage. We understand that these are things that we deal with in our life also, as well as them back then. These are things that Jesus was saying, this is what defiles. This is what makes a man dirty, unclean. It's what comes out of his mouth, from his thoughts, out of his heart. These things come from within, and they defile, according to the words of Jesus. This is what defiles a man. It's not what he puts into his body, the foods, the eating without washing their hands first. It's not all about that. These were traditions that they came up with. These were things that they held above the Word of God, and it was wrong teaching. And Jesus was bringing correction here. And I'd like to, won't have time on this message, but maybe if the Lord's willing, on the next one, we'll talk about, there's a connection to our heart that's very strong, and that's what's going to bring forth these things that would defile. Jesus, remember, he says, it's from within, and out of the heart of men proceed these evil thoughts. That's where it comes from. It's coming from within the heart. It's what's meditated on inside, and it does make its way out, and it comes forth as bad fruit. And I think you know what I'm talking about, even though I've read the list there. You can go through that list and just ask the Lord, are these things coming from me? If you don't already know, if you haven't already been able to put a check mark by some of these things, ask the Lord, are these things proceeding out of me? And if so, would you cleanse me and purge me? Cleanse all that away from me. Make my heart clean. Create in me a new heart, King David said, and renew a right spirit within me. David knew. He understood. That's the heart that is defiling. It was those things from within. And Jesus wanted to make this correction because there was a bad error in his day and still today. These errors are with us even today. People feel like if they do a certain thing, look a certain way, or don't do a certain thing, that that's cleanliness to God. And, you know, some of those have a form of godliness and a form of right, but Jesus is saying it's what comes out of a man. And hopefully we'll be able to talk about that some more. The things that come out of us, those are the things we need to watch and let God do a cleansing deep down into our hearts. And I want you to be transparent or open before God and ask him if some of this be true in your life. And I want to do the same in my life, that we could let God examine the fruit that is born from us and see, does it match up with this or the fruit of the Spirit? And I pray that God would allow you to open your heart to him. Let him search your heart and see if there be any wicked way in there, that he could come in and cleanse it. Not that he could push us aside and say, you rotten, filthy person, but that he could say, I want to expose this to you so I can heal you and fix these things that are within you. And may God bless you as you consider these things, as you pray to God, the God of heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gave us his Son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place. May he bless you today as you consider these things. God bless you.